Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved. It's June 15, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's November 26, 2002. And here's Jesus. Our friend Gibby asked an interesting question. He says there's a new religion that teaches you went to England, Japan, and the Americas between the ages of 13 and 39. Is there any truth to this, Nazarene?
Gibby, I am afraid if some people said the moon was actually my head floating in the heavens, people would actually believe them. But there is a little tiny bit of truth to some of what these people are saying. There was a device that some of my neighbors had that was a leftover that we brought out of Egypt that I was able to look in and see what was happening all over the world. I didn't actually visit these places in a physical form, but I could see and hear what the teachers in those places were teaching. And this is how I learned a lot, how God has spread his teachings around the world and how different people express the principles of God in different ways. I didn't actually go in a physical form, but I was aware of what was happening in other places and other parts of the world. And of course, after the crucifixion, after the resurrection, when I left the disciples, I did go to the Americas and teach some of the people there for a while. It wasn't till I was 39, it was only like 6 months or so that I stayed there, so I was only like 36 when I finally left the earth completely. So there is a little tiny bit of truth to be in what these people are saying, but they're carrying it away quite a bit. The idea that I had no knowledge of anything except what was within Israel is totally absurd. I knew a lot more than that. I was a man of knowledge of the world.
It's Gibby, Nazarene, not Gibby, but I'm sure he'll understand. We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Polly here. Do you like tales of men, ships, and the sea? Have I got one for you. The River Lady, a story that I wrote some time ago that is now available free online.
The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/rl/links.htm.
We're sure you'll love it.
Alora is busy right now. Never enough hands and never enough time. So I'm going to take this one myself. Actually, we have got the same message from several people. It's almost worded exactly the same. It goes something like this. Lord, my son is in this Harry Potter thing. He has read all the books and wants to go to all the movies, and he runs around pretending to be casting magic spells. My priest says we must stop him from doing this, as he is practicing satanic rites. I am really disturbed, Lord, and upset, and don't know what to do. Should I discourage my son, or is what he's doing simply harmless, childish play? Madam, what your son is doing is perfectly harmless, as long as he is pretending to do good. The use of magic is perfectly all right as long as it is not used for evil. When children pretend to be doing good magic, it's perfectly all right. These priests simply make me sick. They use magical rites every day. They claim that they can turn bread into flesh and wine into blood, sanctify it. Yet, if others use magic, they condemn them and say they are evil and doing the work of Satan because they're not their particular denomination. These people are disturbed. They are deeply, deeply disturbed. As long as your son is practicing these magic rites to fight evil, it's perfectly all right. And as long as you make him understand that such powers should never be used for evil purposes, then this is all right. I would ignore this priest. Actually, I would find another church. For if this priest is teaching people these things, he shouldn't be in the church. This is a very hard thing. We worry about our children, but when our children's play is innocent, we should let them be children.
We'll be back again.